A Personal Odyssey by Thomas Sowell. This book is read by Jeff Riggenbach. This book bears a dedication to Mary Frances, who came to look for me. Preface. One of the few compensations for growing old is accumulating memories and sharing them with others. This is the stage of life that Disraeli called anecdotage. These vignettes are not an autobiography, for they do not try to cover a continuous lifespan or to tell an exhaustive story. Unlike some memoirs which tell all, or perhaps more than all, these reminiscences are as selective as memory and as prudent as required by a concern for other people's feelings. Some names have been changed. Moreover, I promise not to bore the reader with my love life. Personal memories may have more than purely personal implications, especially when they span more than one-fourth of the entire history of the United States, years of great social change, seen from radically changing personal circumstances, and accompanied by evolving changes in personal perceptions and visions. In retrospect, even my misfortunes were in some ways fortunate, for they taught me things that would be hard to understand otherwise, and they presented reality from an angle not given to those, among intellectuals especially, whose careers have followed a more straight-line path in familiar grooves. I lived through experiences which they can only theorize about. Once, when I had listened to about as much advice from my daughter as I could stand, I asked her, "How do you suppose I managed to make it through this world before you were born?" "Luck," she replied. The following pages may suggest that she had a point, at least partly. Chapter 1. Carolina in the Morning. Henry was about to become a father again, if he lived that long. He probably knew he was dying, though he may not have known exactly what he was dying of. Black people in the South did not always go to doctors when they were sick, back in 1929. In any case, when Willie became pregnant, Henry went to his Aunt Molly to ask if she would take the baby to raise. There were four children to take care of already, and there was no way that Willie could take care of a new baby all by herself while trying to earn a living without Henry. Aunt Molly was the logical person to turn to. Her own children were grown, and she had recently tried to adopt a baby boy. But the baby's mother had changed her mind and returned after a few months.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?